Hey guys, how's it going? Izzy here for episode 6, season 2. And that was Gene, sounding like a fag. Once again, winging it, because I'm not professional enough to write anything up. Well, here we go. I'm working at GameStop.
That is true.
And I recently got moved to a new store, and I'll explain to you the logistics of GameStop real quick. Basically,
why don't you shut the face real quick?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm here. I'm Gene. Yeah. I just want to introduce myself.
Introduce
you didn't really give me a chance there, and I'm okay. a little angry.
Well, you said, you called me.
Yeah. Oh, that's
whatever it was that you said.
Something like that.
It was pretty good. Either way. So,
turn off your phone. I don't want to get a call in the middle of all this.
Cool. Well, let's talk about that on the air then.
Alright, how about we do that?
Okay.
How do I turn this off?
You're a fag.
Alright, go ahead.
Okay.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
There we go. So, I've been working at this GameStop for a while. It's one of the busiest in the state, in fact. And I've been working there for 2 years, and I recently got transferred to one of the crappiest in the state. So I've basically gone from insanely busy to insanely crappy. And the reason for this being crappy is that it's located in Gettysburg, Texas. I think that's what it's called. I've worked there for 2 days now, and I've had one white customer.
And we should stress, we're not racist.
No, we're not racist. I'm just saying that white people are generally have more money than blacks or Mexicans.
And it's funny when you get them in an area like Texas, you get into the ghetto, and blacks start procreating with the Mexicans.
Yeah.
You get this new super race of thieves.
I hate to say it, it's blatantly true. I mean,
it's kind of like the Uruk-hai, you know?
I get moved to the store in the, in Ghettosville, and all I see is blacks and Mexicans, and the Mexicans, frankly, can't speak my language, so I can't help them. So the only thing that I've figured out how to do is sling poop at them, and various ways of doing that while I work. I've come up with all kinds of different poop launches, which, frankly, they receive warmly because, they don't get to eat very much. And I consider it my tribute to this great country.
Well, it's funny that you should mention not being able to communicate with them, because I understand that today you had a customer who was deaf.
I did. Deaf and retarded.
And still, he or she?
It was a she.
Still, she was able to get the game that she wanted, give it to you, and
She completed the credit card
and
credit.
Yeah.
One thing that's just so terrible about this country is that when people go to retail markets, they don't know what to do with these newfangled credit card machines. It's got a picture of a card sliding on it, and they always hand me the card. This deaf retarded woman took her card, slid it, and pressed the green yes button when it asked her if that amount was correct. You have no idea how many educated American men and women ask me, what do I press next? And I'm like, the big green yes button. And it tickled my funny bone to see a deaf, retarded, woman doing so much better than the average everyday customer. And kudos to every deaf, retarded person listening out there right now.
Oh.
I guess I'll, what you got, Jane? What do you got for us?
What game did she buy?
She bought a Looney Tunes Back in Action on the GameCube.
Oh, man, she was almost cool.
Dude, she was, retarded.
I gotta put these down.
Give it a rest. Yeah, it's quit playing with your balls, Jane.
They're made of metal.
And jangle around.
Jingly, jangly, pingly, pangly.
Nope.
Squiggly dee dop.
Alright, what you got, Gene? What you
what
got
do I
for
got?
Us?
Well, spring break, man.
Spring break, woohoo!
What else is there to have? It's spring break, you know, we're chillaxing, sitting back in the house.
Yeah.
You know, pretending that we're at Cancun.
With girls gone wild. Mm-hmm. Wow, it just doesn't happen in real life. In real life, during spring break, you do nothing but sit at home and get fat.
Except me.
Except you.
I actually do.
You sit at home and lose weight. Because it's impossible for you to become fat.
It really is. I like that.
Yeah.
It makes me feel good inside.
It's good for you, though. But what's also kind of bad is that you'll always be this tall, gangly guy.
Well, you
know. With no ass.
Thanks. And, my dad's not that gangly.
And no pet. Yeah, your dad is more ganglier-est than you are.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
My dad is shorter and bulkier than I am.
No, no, your dad's pretty gangly. He's ugly.
Yeah, thanks.
He's really just one of the googly-eyed, like, kind of like those deep, deep, deep sea creatures that freak you out every time you see them on the Discovery Channel. You're like, holy crap! Where in the hell did that come from? This is Gene's father, people.
Oh, God.
It's true.
It's not true.
It really is true.
It's not.
I guess, let's see, what do we got? We got, elections.
What's going on in the news?
Yeah. I don't know. There's an election this year for president.
It's Bush's.
I'll vote.
Bush. You know? It's Bush all the way.
Bush, yeah, Bush all the way.
Democrats think that they can come in and take down the man. Nope, they can't. You can't.
They're not taking down the man. They are the proverbial man, and that's what we fight against.
That's facts. There you go. See? I know nothing about politics.
We stick it to the man.
Stick it to the man. The man is you, Democratic liberal fags.
Yeah, we.
All of you. If there's a Democrat listening to this radio station, listening to this radio show, just stop it right now, because I'm going to tell you, I hate your guts. I hate your absolute guts. And
this people is
should work on posting retraction on the website.
our uneducated as far as politics goes, 16-year-old opinion on Democrats, and I am all for that throughout the United States. Unfortunately, however, we have more uneducated political liberals out there going out and fighting for things that they don't really know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Left and right, you know, environmentalists here and there. Make me sick. If me and Gene didn't really agree on these topics, we might actually be able to have heated discussion.
Oh, definitely.
About these things for you people. And I'm sure that if anyone listening to this has any opinions, you know, SquizzyRadio@hotmail.com. We might even be able to pop you on the show.
No, you.
There's no you on Squizzy Radio, but SQIZZY at hotmail. Wait, Squizzy Radio.
Yeah.
At hotmail.com. So,
I should change that, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. I really wish we knew a little bit more what's going on in the world today.
I don't know.
It's American Idol. I was watching it.
I don't watch television, so.
I'm all for that goofy black guy, though.
Oh, definitely.
He's got my heart in a bind. Well, since you don't watch it, I'll explain to you that.
Go ahead.
Okay. So American Idol is a cool show. Mm-hmm. I admit, I kind of enjoy it, as you know, fagalicious as that is. I do. I like the auditions. I like Simon.
Oh, wait. Where's that magazine that was in here? I gotta show you those pictures.
Look at this.
All right.
Gene's whipped out the Tips and Tricks magazine, flipping through the pages.
This new issue.
Really hoping this is going to be interesting.
In this new issue, we got these new Final Fantasy XII pictures.
Final Fantasy XII,
which are absolutely stunning.
And they may be stunning, amazing. But that main character, Good lord. He's straight from Queer Eye from the Straight Guy. I mean, yep. He's the most metrosexual of the metrosexuals.
He is the most attractive man I've ever seen.
Let me see that.
I've pointed Isaiah into the general direction. Look at that guy down there.
Those have to be FMVs.
No, they're not. Those are freaking in-game.
There's no way that's PS2 graphics.
Yeah, I know. It's awesome.
Those aren't in-game.
They are in-game.
Wow. All right, I'll describe to you what I'm seeing here. It's basically a picture of some hip, trendy guy in kind of medievalish clothes.
That one probably isn't in-game.
Yeah, that one's not.
Or is it?
Looking at you, and you can see his face, and it's completely detailed.
Actually, that might be in-game, dude. No, that can't be.
It looks
that's in-game. That's in-game.
Gene,
These are all in-game.
Gene!
Why would this one be the only one not
just shut
in-game?
Up! They can't see it! I'm trying to explain it to them! Wow!
That's good radio right there.
Gene really sucks at this.
It was my idea.
No, but his face looks like, watch a Final Fantasy IX or Final Fantasy VIII FMV, and that's the quality of these in-game graphics. You know, I'm really
impressed. Actually, that's not a good comparison, because I hated those FMVs. They were so grainy and disgusting.
No, they were grainy, but if that was just because they were playing on a PS1. I mean, if they were, like, DVD quality...
Nope, because the Final Fantasy VII FMVs were clear.
No, yes, but they were also Play-Doh. If you look at them, it looks like stop animation Play-Doh figures.
They were so good, though.
They were good. I mean, when that came out, look at this. Black Chocobo, some Final Fantasy VII screenshots here.
Black Chocobo
is
awesome.
This is bringing me back, dude. That's why it's called Flashback, I guess.
I guess so.
Wow.
Look at how white I am. I'm far too white.
You're almost as white as the guy in the picture here. Yeah, the Final Fantasy XII main character is, what do I say he looks
he's
like?
Not a, he's not on here.
He's,
oh, there he is.
There he is. He's like a mix between,
he looks like Zidane.
Haley Joel Osment.
Yeah. He looks like Zidane without the tail.
Like Catherine Zeta-Jones.
No, he looks like Zidane without the tail. Let me bring it up.
It's Zidane. Zidane?
That's what it is.
The fag.
Really
is... Gene, you're doing so bad on this show. You're just...
Oh, be quiet.
It's just like we're hanging out. What Gene lacks in luster, I'll make up for it in sexy studliness.
What? No, you won't.
I will, and you can't stop me.
I think I can. Put those pants on. Well, apparently Zidane is also a soccer player. Alright.
It's Zidane, for the rest of you out there who are listening to this.
Dude, it looks exactly like him. He's pretty much the same. You're not on the page anymore.
It doesn't matter, because he doesn't. He looks like... Zidane looks like David Bowie.
He looks... Not in that picture.
It's just like David Bowie.
Dude.
There's no denying it.
They look the same.
They look the same. You ask one, you want ice cream? They both say yes.
They do. It is the same. They look the same.
Look the same.
They look the same. And freaking her face is exactly the same as that girl's face.
It is not.
Her hair and body is completely different, but her face is exactly the same.
As I mentioned, before we did this radio program, Gene started snorting heroin.
That's not true.
Yeah.
That's not true. I'm hot, dude.
Let me explain to you what Gene's wearing. This is interesting, however. He's wearing baggy cargo shorts.
Khaki-colored,
you know, khaki cargo shorts. With those white... button-up leg. They're black. Black button-up leg Adidas pants under them.
It's hot, let me tell ya.
So the pants are coming out of the shorts, as well as his nigh-on 10-year-old Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time t-shirt.
It hasn't been that long.
Dude, it hasn't been 10 years, but it's been like 7.
That's not true.
It came out like 97, didn't it?
I don't believe that's true.
Think about it.
It came out in 2003.
Time does go by, people. Time goes by way too fast.
Yeah, I'll kill myself if that came out. Oh, God. I'm going to die soon. Adam, Fat Adam.
Oh.
Turned 20.
Well, not Fat Adam anymore.
Yeah, I know, but
he really isn't.
That's the only way that they know, though.
Well, I'm going to be the first to make the retraction here. Adam has lost a lot of weight.
Wow, this is dumb. We've already done all this. Okay,
he's Studley Adam.
Okay, Studley, whatever. They know them.
Okay, Adam. It's Adam.
Okay, I was trying. Why can't you ever help me out here?
Because you suck, Gene.
I was trying.
Yeah.
You know, they know him.
I would just.
That's it. I quit.
No. I completely forgot what we were going to say now. About Adam.
20.
Oh, he turned 20 yesterday. Happy birthday, Adam. Happy birthday. We know you're listening to this.
Happy birthday to the party I wasn't invited to.
There was no party.
You were there, and I wasn't.
We ate steak with his parents. But I am taking him out this weekend. To a club. It'll be his first club. And I am for one, really excited that he's even willing to do this, because I have so few friends being in this geekalicious industry of life as I am, that are willing to go clubbing with me. And that's an interesting topic right there. I mean, geeks and getting out and doing
geeks,
stuff.
Geeks are very social people.
They're extremely social in their habitat.
Yeah.
I hope that there are some of you listening to out there. And we say we.
Oh man, you just. Totally
I rubbed it,
mic.
But just so you know, we refer to geeks in a extremely.
Should we throw out the term?
Really?
I don't know. Did you ever get a copyright?
I don't have it copyrighted, but I think just saying it on the radio as ours makes it copyrighted.
Okay. We date this.
Yeah, today is the March 10th, 2004. We're going to bring out our term for our future website and cash cow, e-jocks.
E-jocks.
So I've been saying geeks all this time, and in part I'm referring to us e-jocks.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get off subject here a little bit and explain this to y'all. E-jocks is basically the concept of good-looking geeks.
Yeah.
And if you hop on, you know, gotfrag.com or any of these places and take a look at Team SK and Team 3D.
Well,
and
I can't say that all of 3D are e-jocks. You have to K-Sharp and e-jock, really?
K-Sharks, there, but my point is jocks, or geeks rather, are not anymore these fat, greasy, sweaty guys who sit around at home all day playing video games.
Granted, they're still there.
Oh, they are still there, and they live in abundance, but I'm just saying that a good majority of good-looking young men are now gamers, and you know, making a living at this. And for you ladies out there, gamers and geeks have been scientifically proven to be much better boyfriends than your average jock.
It's really because that we're nice people. I mean,
we're nice. I mean, most of us are, you know, don't like to do drugs or, you know, stuff like that. But including in that, back on the subject, we also don't like to, you know, go to clubs and go to, you know, frat parties, get wasted, you know, stuff like that. It's just not in our nature. But I think that to the benefit of us all, it would really help to you know, start going out in public.
I don't understand why that is. The only thing that I've been able to come up with is that geeks and e-jocks have this sort of nervous elitism that, they can look at the common person and pretty much analyze them down to the bone. Just like we can go out to the movies and look at all the different people and pretty much know everything about them before, you know, they say a word.
It's really true.
I think it has to do with the e-jocks looking at these people and not necessarily wanting to become one of them. And to that effect, e-jocks, we like our sort of underground status.
Yeah.
I mean, to an extent, I'm sure we'd all like to see, like, CPL go professional, like the NFL or whatever. But, you know, there is sort of a sense of underground culinity to it all.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I like that aspect, but the whole point, ladies and gentlemen, of Ejox and what will become Ejox.com
or .net.
Or .net.
Or possibly .org.
Or .org.
definitely
is
not
to
like .ca. Definitely not.
And .tv.
Definitely not .tv.
You have like .bo. Anyway, the whole point of Ejox is really to open up our world to girls and to the public, saying, you know, hey, we're here, we're not, you know, just all good for nothing fat sweaty homos.
Some of us actually look fairly decent.
It's true.
I can speak for Isaiah and I both.
Yeah,
both pretty good looking guys. Both of us not unfamiliar to the ladies.
And if ladies are listening to this, you can drop us an email, and we'll see what we can do.
Most definitely.
So, yeah, we've been keeping Ejox a secret for a while now because we just think it's such a brilliant idea.
Let's say some of us have been keeping it a secret.
There was some alcohol involved in a party, and I kind of spilled the beans all over the place.
Oh, I spilled the beans. He shouted it at the top of his lungs. You guys gotta hear I say it when it's like this, too. He sounds like this nasally, high-voiced pimp. And he's like, I called him on the phone, and he's like, first of all, our friend Adam answered it, and he warned me that Isaiah was so ridiculously drunk that I might not even want to talk to him. And this is what Isaiah greets me with. Hey, Gene, what are you calling me, man? What time is it? You never call me this late. Gee. I went to the party. And I kid you not, it is exactly like that. And I don't know if any of you ever saw Weird Science, but it's exactly the same as when that one guy gets out, the one kid gets really drunk and comes back from the place.
What was it I said towards the end? I said something you were telling me, and I was just cracking up because
yeah.
I don't remember any
you
of this.
Said,
first
you
of
said
all.
you couldn't feel.
I
you
do couldn't. Remember that. I could not. That's only a recent thing. Is when I drink, I lose feeling. I mean, even before I get to the actual drunk stage, after the first couple shots, my entire body just goes completely numb, and it's frankly kind of cool. Because I'm like, hey, I'm Isaiah, I'm not drunk, I just can't feel my skin.
it was funny because you were making comments about how you couldn't feel your brain. And you're like, Gene, I don't think there's anything between my nose and my chin. I can't feel my brain. I don't think it's there. And then you went on, and then eventually it ended with you saying, Gene, I had an erection.
Oh my
I
God.
Couldn't feel it.
Oh, wow.
And that's when Adam promptly took the phone up and said, okay, that's enough talking
I
for
apologize.
You. It was funny because every moment that Adam was talking, he was also making side comments telling you to sit still and to stop talking and to stop squirming.
Oh, which, by the way, that same night, apparently me and Adam were talking, and at some point during some conversation, I told him I had to go to the bathroom, and they never came back. And he went and found me holding the toilet seat like a lover. But not. I wasn't vomiting, I was just sprawled out on the floor, passed out, and I completely don't even remember going to the bathroom, which really freaks me out, frankly. I mean, I'm glad he didn't just walk in with me making out with his dog or something, because I wouldn't have remembered it.
Very stereotypical drunk.
It was, but that was my first experience of actually not physically remembering.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
Being drunk.
what
was the... So what were we talking about before that?
Before what?
Yeah, we went off on a cliff note and
we're talking about the Ejox.
Yeah, we're talking about
clubbing.
Clubbing, yeah.
Adam's going to a club with Adam.
Yeah. All that good stuff. But anyway, let us know what you think about Ajax. I mean, every single one of you, all of my little sisters, friends who listen to this, and
we're really building a strong fan base.
We really are. I mean,
I think I'd like to stutter.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gene Angel.
I'm the best, better than all the rest. Put me to the test. I'd like to grab your breast.
And once again, Gene Angel.
I'd like to touch your chest.
Shut up, Gene. Okay. Ajax, everyone. It's out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Out in the open now. We want your feedback.
It's our idea.
Because we want...
our idea.
Us. We want our group of geeky guys to get some women, get some fine honeys.
Absolutely.
Up in here.
And really all it takes for these people to just get out and find the girls. That's all it takes.
So just like Adam, I never thought he would actually say yes to going to a club with me.
I was actually on the phone when you
yeah.
You said that. I was very surprised.
Yeah, he's like, I'll try anything once, and you know what? We need more like that, because we're gonna go out. You know, I'd like to eventually just get all the Ajax in my area. Which, okay, but I forgot to explain what an Ajax is.
Oh yeah.
An Ajax is not your fat sweaty geek. It is basically you're going to be rated, and that's the whole purpose of this site. You're gonna have a Ajax or not type thing. You're gonna have the geekiness factor. You know, WPMs or how many programming languages you know, and then you're going to have the jockiness factor. Like, how much can you bench press, or, you know, how many girlfriends have you had, or and whatnot, which, sadly, will be, you know, zero for a lot of guys out there. You'd be really surprised how many literally 21-year-old men...
Good-looking guys, too.
Decent, you know, looking guys who are making good money and stuff. Literally 21-year-old men who would maybe have one girlfriend in their life. It's really sad, and it's really, I would say it's a lot of our fault. I mean, it's girls' fault for not recognizing us and going after the quote-unquote bad guys, but...
Why do girls do that?
You know what, that's another really great topic that we don't have time for today, but I...
Maybe go into that next time.
Next week.
Why do girls always have to go for the boys that will break their hearts?
Next week on Squizzy Radio...
We have a comment.
We're gonna have girl talk.
Ooh,
girl talk. We're gonna talk about girls, why they're stupid, and we'll bring in some good comments about girls here and there. But for the most part, they are pretty dumb, we have some experiences and stuff to talk about it aspect. And we could bring probably Adam into this, you know. We could bring several people into this.
Oh, absolutely.
Squizzy Radio.
Everybody's experienced in this.
Yeah, and especially geeks and girls. It's not like, geeks never cause problems for the girls.
Why? I don't...
We're always the good guys in this situation. And, we always get shat on. I mean,
every time.
Quite frankly, just right on the head while you're asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Big steamy loaf.
I've only been unfaithful to a girl once.
Oh.
And I kissed another girl.
Oh, well, Gene, you were
in third grade.
Third grade doesn't count. Your wing hasn't fully developed. So.
I felt I needed to get that out. And okay. In fact, I kind of lied about it. No, I didn't. I didn't. We'll talk about it next
time. Okay, we're going to talk about it next time. So, with that... Emails. I'm talking to all you little girls out there.
We like them.
We thank heavens for little girls.
That's what I'm saying right there.
Yeah. Even our good friends who listen to this just because we're their friends.
I don't want to be arrested. And I won't be. Because I'm 16.
And you won't be because you're 16. But I am nigh on 20. All right, guys. Good times. This is Izzy...
Huh?
Saying spadoinkle.
Spadoinkle to you all.
Hard to notice. Chill upon my face, cooling from within.